Balancing with grace. People perform graceful moves, all while standing on a bamboo strip in the river. You may think it's a scene from a martial arts movie, but actually, it is a form of intangible cultural heritage. Bamboo drifting. Bamboo drifting originated in the Cheshui River area of Guizhou over 2,000 years ago. During the Qin Dynasty, 221 to 206 BC, the Bozhou district of Sunyi City was known for its high-quality nanmu. It was in great demand by the royal court, more than 2,000 kilometers to the north. With no transportation along the Cheshui River, people had to stand on one log to drift down the river. Later, local people began to compete along the way, and the game of wood drifting was born. In the Qing Dynasty, 1644 to 1911, wood drifting became bamboo drifting because of bamboo's lower price. Now, communities in Guizhou hold bamboo drifting competitions every year during Dragon Boat Festival. Due to the great strength and balance it takes for one to master this act, bamboo drifting was included in the National Intangible Cultural Heritage List earlier this month. Yang Liu, 24, is an inheritor of bamboo drifting. She learned it from her grandmother when she was 7. Yang said the most difficult part of bamboo drifting was keeping one's balance. "I fell in the water several times when I was practicing," she told Yangtze Evening News. "Usually, the bamboo under your feet is about 9 meters long, and the bamboo in your hands is about 5 meters. If the length or diameter of the bamboo is not long enough, it will not be buoyant enough to float. So we should fight against the current by constantly changing the angle," Yang added. But the love for the ancient skill keeps Yang going. In the past 17 years, she has drifted all year round, in winter cold and summer heat. Now, she is able to do Chinese Qigong on the water. Yang also shows creativity when spreading the culture of bamboo drifting. For example, she incorporates dance into bamboo drifting to make it more graceful. As Hanfu culture has been on the rise, Yang started wearing Hanfu when performing, creating a beautiful vintage feel. In 2020, Yang registered on social media platforms and posted her videos. "I wanted to spread to other countries so that more people around the world will like Chinese culture," she told China Daily.